Bill Bland is fretting about the fate of fields dotted with this season's crops.
We've just been watching the evolving dry situation here in the state.
That's his job as agricultural climatologist with the University of Wisconsin Extension.
Earlier, we were worried that we'd see the northwest part of the state again go into drought, as it has a few times in the last decade. They're plenty wet up there now.
This time around, Bland says, southeastern Wisconsin is the agricultural worry zone.
The southeastern 10 counties, roughly, where you are, even stream flows have started to be affected down there.
Despite the parched conditions, Bland says crops in the field can hang on a little bit longer. That's because two agricultural staples, soybeans and corn, have not yet reached the critical pollination stage. Bland describes soybeans as flexible.
They flower over a four-week period.
But corn is a different story.
They come into their flowering period, their pollination period. There's only about a two-week window there where that can happen, and if the plant's really water-stressed, we can have a failure to set seeds.
Bland says farmers are counting on a real soaker during the next couple of weeks.
We've had other years where we had a very dry June, and then subsequent rains allowed a record crop of corn and soybeans. If we can start to get some rain in the next 2 weeks, it's imaginable that will be fine.
DNR Supervisor Scott Stewart would like to be able to say the same about fish that populate rivers and lakes in southern Wisconsin. But even before this week's high temperature alert, a lack of rain coupled with warm weather earlier this month resulted in several fish kills. Lake Sinisippi and a stretch of the Rock River, both in Dodge County, suffered the biggest hits. Stewart says when temperatures sizzle, fish sometimes die.
Warm water is less able to hold as much oxygen. Then if you couple that with a lot of vegetation in the water, plus maybe some algae on top of that, the plants will respire at night and take up the oxygen and produce carbon dioxide, and that'll sometimes result in oxygen levels that are low enough that the levels are lethal to fish.
Yet the biologist says aquatic ecosystems are remarkably resilient.
Nature never stays the same, so you might go through a period of time where bluegills may dominate as the panfish species, then through another set of years where crappies may dominate. And, a summer kill may set the stage where you reshuffle the deck a little more quickly. It might have occurred if you were just waiting for a species to get old and die off.
Stewart says he marvels at ecosystems' ability to rebound the assaults of weather extremes. Susan Bentz, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.